This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The news from the car shows in Tokyo and Los Angeles is hydrogen-powered cars coming to the market in the coming months. The BBC's technology correspondent Mark Gregory has been following this for us.
The South Korean manufacturer Hyundai has announced plans for a hydrogen car that's going to go on sale next year. Honda, the Japanese manufacturer, they're leaping in there. And Toyota as well are announcing a car at the Tokyo Motor Show that's going to look remarkably like the Prius, but it's going to have a hydrogen-powered engine in it.
And among the beautiful things of hydrogen technology is that water vapor, not pollution, comes out the back. And also you can refuel these things quickly with the same speed that you might fill up a traditional car.
The thing about hydrogen as a fuel is it's rather similar to conventional gas. You just put it in the vehicle, you've got 400 miles or so before you need to refill it. So it's a very similar experience to cars based on the internal combustion engine.
And another issue, of course, is there are dirty ways to get the hydrogen and cleaner ways to get the hydrogen.
Yes, at the moment, the hydrogen would mostly come from hydrocarbons. By cracking them, you'd get it from natural gas. So the source of the hydrogen isn't that green. But in the longer term, you could get hydrogen generated from renewable energy. And so there is a green solution out there, and hydrogen could be a green fuel, but it's a little way off yet.
The BBC's Mark Gregory in London. Thank you.
Thank you.